Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, September 12th. Today on Forbes, meet the entrepreneur who inspired Alvin Ailey, angered U.S. officials, and transformed modern dance. In 1950, choreographer Katherine Dunham found herself, not for the first time, walking the line between artist and entrepreneur. The debut of her ballet Southland in Santiago, Chile, commissioned by the country's National Symphony, had infuriated U.S. State Department officials. Amid the height of the Cold War, a dance depicting a brutal lynching in the antebellum South was not the kind of image-boosting arts experience that the U.S. was seeking to promote. Dunham had a stark choice: stop performing Southland on her South American tour or risk losing her business. For the founder of a wildly popular black dance troupe that spent much of its time touring the world, the consequences were clear. Dunham supported some 13 dancers, 5 singers, 3 drummers, and at least a half dozen other staffers on the road. With the State Department's ability to sponsor tours, rescind visas, and sway local news coverage, it could not be ignored. Dunham pulled the two-act ballet from the tour's repertoire, only to revive it again without success in Paris 2 years later. While Southland cost her subsequent government funding and was never recorded or performed at home, it cemented her legacy as a pioneer in bringing the black experience and dance forms to a global audience. Today, there are more than 100 black-owned dance companies in the U.S. In 1940, the Katherine Dunham Dance Company largely stood alone. A dancer and anthropologist by training, Dunham's troupe and school brought the dances of the African diaspora into popular culture, providing opportunities to black artists and training future dance powerhouses like Alvin Ailey, Jerome Robbins, and Arthur Mitchell. Marlon Brando and Eartha Kitt were among the many who studied Dunham's unique blend of African and Caribbean dance techniques. For full coverage, check out Ariel Shapiro's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.